This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, time for us to review the top stories, the big topics, the talk radio top hits of the week. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Countdown with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find online at talkers.com, where you'll also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. You'll find Michael's blog, the podcast of Up Close and Far Out every week. Somebody who is different in the world of talk radio, news talk radio, somebody has significance for whatever the reason. Fascinating insights into what people are all about. And in a sense, Michael, isn't that really what we're about here as we review the stories and the people every week? There are a lot of fascinating people. Maybe we don't get in, though, enough, and that's why you're doing this, enough of the like, sort of what would be at number 11 or number 12 if we were to do that on the Countdown. The stuff and the people who are just on the edge make fascinating conversation. The issues make fascinating issues, but we don't have time to get everything in, so you got to boil it down to something.
Yeah, we have to figure out a way to make this program the ultimate information program for everything.
Yes!
Where people
ultimate
turn to
news.
It, and this particular segment, this particular hour, is, you know, everything you need to know to be a human being.
Ultimate life.
We make it easy for you to be stupid.
Don't yes.
You love that? I love all these different presentations of, it's a busy world out there. We know you don't have a lot of time. So we spend days, hours, years, you know, scouring the internet, and we bring you what you need to know. Oh boy,
where does it come from on the internet? That'd be something good to talk about, because one of the issues this week that's made it big time into consideration corners is the Facebook anti-conservative allegations. So let's go through
here we go.
The stories and people.
You got it. Number 10, we have the playoffs in the NBA and the NHL. We have Major League Baseball action at number 9. At number 8, Brazil impeachment and the Summer Olympics coming in Brazil. I have some special insight into that because I have relatives that live in Brazil.
Really?
And I get constant reports from the ground. And, you know, it's very easy to say, oh, Brazil, it's the Southern Hemisphere, South America, who cares? My gosh, what a, it's the sixth largest country in the world. And what a bunch of turmoils going on there right now. Mm-hmm. And with the Olympics coming, they have their hands full in Brazil. The
country's melting. Can't handle it.
Can you imagine and having the Olympics coming?
Yeah, they can't handle it.
Well, and for many reasons, let's devote the next hour to talking about the problems in Brazil.
Okay.
But no, in all seriousness, it's a big deal. At number 7, we have the Saudi 9/11 link. At number 6, the Syria civil war and Russian military buildup. Number 5, the topic that everybody doesn't seem to know exactly how to handle, but it's out there. It's big. The bathroom gender laws spreading. Mm-hmm. It's not just North Carolina. At number 4, Facebook anti-conservative allegations, which you mentioned, and that's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
The Iran negotiations controversy at 3, Obamacare funding ruling at 2, and number 1 is, of course, the presidential race, and I think we ain't seen nothing yet. Quickly, the people. Number 10, Stephen Curry. Number 9, the president of Brazil, Dilma Rousseff. They call her Dilma. At number 8, Bashar al-Assad. Vladimir Putin is at 7. Number 6, Ben Rhodes. Number 5, Bernie Sanders. Number 4, Paul Ryan. What a fascinating bunch of stuff he has to juggle. Number 3, Hillary. Number 2, Barack Obama. And number 1, the most famous, popular, and beloved man in the world, Donald Trump.
Oh, I thought it was me!
You are number 11. That's why you brought
you're
up
number
11.
10.
That's why you want to talk about number 11. You are the 11th most beloved man in the world.
That's sweet. Thank you, Michael.
Yes.
I'm noticing it. I thought, according to the talkers list of the Hot 100, I'm like 18 or 19. So who are the people in between me who are more lovable than me?
Oh,
lovable.
How about that? The 100 most lovable hosts. How about
right.
That?
Are there any hosts on that list that are lovable? For those of you who don't know, you can go to talkers.com, and there's a list of every year. Michael has the let's see, unrewarding task of putting in order the people that you follow on the air, whether they be national or local. It's a fascinating list of people who are in this business. And so if you want to see who's on that list, maybe you recognize some of the names, check it out at talkers.com.
It's called the Heavy 100.
Yes, Heavy 100. Yeah. And then there are other lists that you have every year. Now you're doing that for sports, I think, too.
How to separate sports from it, because sports is a whole universe. So we have the Heavy 100, which is generalist talk, such as what we're doing now.
Yes.
And then there's the Heavy 100 of sports. And if you think that, you know, I take a lot of heat for the Heavy 100. You should see the sports guys.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. The sports guys are maniacs.
Really?
I kick that guy's ass. You know,
they hate each other. Oh,
really?
They all want to be jocks.
Really?
Oh, the nastiness and the competitiveness between sports talk show hosts is off the charts.
Wow.
At least generalist talk show hosts make believe that they're colleagues.
believe we're friends.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to do that, by the way, and we'll talk about it in a moment. Michael's having his annual convention at Hofstra University on Long Island a week from today. In fact, as we were doing this on Friday morning, putting together the talk information, so this next weekend will be all about talkers, all about talk. And Hofstra has graciously allowed me and some of the other hosts to do their programs from the studio. This is quite a good school. I don't mind plugging the school.
You're going to have a ball. You're going to have to be in the best studio you've ever worked in your life.
Yeah, really? That'll be sweet.
Yeah.
But one of the things, people ask me this all the time, how do you get into this, and I'm sure they ask you more than they ask me, how do you get into the world of talk radio? How do you start? How do you build a career?
Wow.
And maybe there are like schools like Hofstra and Emerson, places like that. Maybe that's where you send people. I don't send them to the schools, to the broadcasting schools, frankly. Do you?
Sometimes. Right now, I don't know where to send people because the industry is in flux. Broadcasting schools are like trade schools. You don't have to go for 4 years. You don't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. If you want to learn the basics and have the tools, it's great to go to a good one and get a 3-month course and then you're done. So that's what you could say about the broadcasting schools. Not everybody is designed or cut out to start a 4-year curriculum at an expensive college.
Yeah, all right, that's a good way of putting it. All right, we have the discussion now surrounding people and stories as we work our way through the list. What's important to us? What's important to you? You can reflect on it, by the way, if you go to, you can send an email to Doug@DougStephan.com or to Michael@Talkers.com with regard to your impressions of what it is that we're carrying away from the discussions from monitoring talk radio stations and hosts and stations, programs, hosts. All those things are monitored by the folks who are at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers at 14 past the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one use talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-787-1748 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-787-1748. That's 800-787-1748. 800-787-1748.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now. Then enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor. Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sun.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation varies.
17 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the review of the hot hits in talk radio with Michael Harrison, who is the leader of the talk radio industry when it comes to the publication Talkers Magazine and what's at talkers.com. All of the people who are a part of this fascinating business are involved with Michael in one way or another. And just as a little aside, Michael and I attended this week an event in Providence, Rhode Island, which underscored the career of a good friend of ours, who happened to be one of the 6 recipients in the Rhode Island Radio Broadcasters Hall of Fame Awards dinner this year. His name is Holland Cook. You can hear him once in a while on Bohannon's show. He likes to do some of the television work for Big Ed. But he's a very knowledgeable guy when it comes to our format. Been in it for 20, 25 years, and we all just like him. Once in a while he's on this program doing special features and stuff. I just find him to be a good guy. And it's nice to see people that have done well in any business, I think, Michael. That's the thing. So many people just don't pay attention to the history or heritage. It's all about now. And I'm all about now, but I think we are where we are now because of who was before us.
We're living in a funny time where history is not given its due anymore. Mm-hmm. And I've always been forward thinking, and I'm always thinking about over the horizon and prognosticating and predicting. But I also, have been around a long time and understand the history of not just this business but the world. I mean, I like history. Mm-hmm. And what I find is, as we get older, you have to be careful making historical references in today's society.
Oh, my God, yes. The people I'm on the air with on the Good Day program, I ask them all the time, do you remember this, or do you remember, or do you know about this or that?
They must make fun of you. Oh, yeah, you're living in the past, Doug.
I'm not living in the past.
Abraham Lincoln was important before my time.
No, but it's little things, too, sometimes that I ask about little cultural things. Television, do you, know who this person was or that person? And then I just realize how disconnected I am from their reality. Not from reality, but from their reality. Now, if I look back on when you and I were that age, did we know?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we knew more than
that. No, it was different. This is a major, interesting point. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I knew all about the entertainment, the arts, the culture, the history, the presidents that came years before my life. I never would say, that was before my time. I don't know who the Three Stooges were.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't know who the Three Stooges?
No, but when we were kids, that was before our time.
Yeah.
Charlie Chaplin was before our time, but we knew who Charlie Chaplin was.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So what is it about? Is it just like another...
It's a fascinating
generation?
It has to do with the times, and we could talk about it after the break.
Okay, we can do that. That's very good. You're a good radio guy. You realize that we have to pause now, and our continuing coverage or overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Yes, are the discussion items that make it on the radio a sign of the times as well? Question with an answer. 21 after the hour here on the Countdown.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, with a view to the times. You know, I was just thinking as we... No, you don't know what I was thinking because I didn't tell you. So here's what I'm thinking, Michael. If we were to go back 25 years to when Talkers Magazine first got published and look at the way these items were handled, or the, never mind how they were handled, but what was on the list when we first started doing the countdown, the things, I mean, the presidential race would normally be there,
yep,
in that time, but look at the other things that, I mean, would we have talked about bathroom gender laws back in...
No, but we had, we talked about things like the Bobbitts.
Oh, right. Lorena Bobbitt doing
Lorena
the Bobbitt.
Bobbitt.
It was called, it was a new word that was developed, the Bobbittizing of...
Right, right. We had that. We talked about Michael something or other who was caned in Singapore.
Oh, yes. That, remember that, yeah.
We talked, obviously, about the O.J. Simpson trial for years.
Yep.
We were very, very into the first Iraq war, Persian Gulf War number one. That was huge. Matter of fact, I remember the first time I was a go-to guy as the publisher of Talkers, the Wall Street Journal called me and they said, now that the Persian Gulf War is over, what are you guys going to have to talk
about?
What are you going to have to talk about on talk radio?
So naive.
Yeah. So, no, there were a lot of interesting offbeat ones. When Magic Johnson was diagnosed with HIV,
uh-huh,
that was gigantic on the radio. That was in the early 90s. I remember how big that was. The Oklahoma City bombing dominated conversation for months and months. That was like the first 9/11. It was huge. People forget that there was a bombing of the World Trade Center before the bombing of the airplanes hitting the World Trade Center. Do you remember that? The first attack on that.
Yeah.
So there have been basically there's a similar thing to it. The thing that was different in the early days of the modern era of talk radio was it was less partisan and more populist. It was us against them. Them was big anything. Big government, big religion, big business, big media. And now it became a left-right thing. And that has been a market change that happened gradually but consistently over the past quarter century.
Mm-hmm. So things are changing rapidly. Is that part we and our brains are not able to necessarily cope with or wrap ourselves around all the changes? So some people feel more comfortable going back rather than being in the now.
Well, there's a little bit of truth to that, but one of the reasons that millennials and younger people don't have as much of a capacity for history or a taste for it is because they have enough trouble dealing with the frenzy of staying within that bubble of the now. It's like a bubble. Don't know where you're going, don't know where you've been, but gosh, it's complex just dealing with this moment. They have five conversations going on in their head at the same time. They're texting, they're tweeting, they're hearing from people.
I know,
they're totally engaged with minute-to-minute stuff.
Yeah. It's like we got to have everything now.
Right. So that takes away from the ability to contemplate and the ability to strategize and the ability to connect the dots between the past, the present, and the future. Mm-hmm. Because it just doesn't matter how big is your bubble. People who have look, there are people who are caught in the past, and I don't want any part of them, just right. Like young people don't. That's uh-huh. a pain.
Yep.
But the bubble takes in a lot more space if you're a worldly, higher conscious person.
Hmm. Isn't that interesting? And that isn't something that I'd expect to come from you. I don't know why.
Well, I'm not the brightest guy, but sometimes I get a good fortune cookie.
Yeah, really? Is it Cambodian or Chinese?
I go through hundreds of fortune cookies before I go on the air.
Before you find one. Oh, do you?
Oh, the truth will get out.
Perfect. Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 after the hour.
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store, and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart. Only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, and recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is a thoughtful overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Fascinating format, number one around the country. This year is a presidential year, so a presidential race will probably be number one, I'm guessing, for the rest of the year, certainly through the election. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here, overviewing with his staff what's going on. There are special things that go on in the world of News Talk Radio. And we have this assumption sometimes that all of the News Talk world is right of center. Thus the focus for a moment, Michael, on number four this week, the Facebook anti-conservative allegations that have come from many who are on the right side of the media. Right, I mean, I don't mean right versus wrong. I mean a right in philosophy, who take exception to Mr. Zuckerberg and his staff apparently tweaking stories that have to do with putting right of center folks in a positive light. Whether it happens or it doesn't happen, I think they're capable of technology, but I say, why not? If they want to, it's their deal. What's the big... I mean, pointing it out is a good thing. I think that's what the discussion is about, but do you feel that somebody thinks that he should be taken down because of his political point of view?
Well, I deal with that every day. People think that people whose political points of view are unfavorable to them want to shut everybody down.
Right.
That's what they've been wanting to do with Rush Limbaugh since he started.
Shut him down.
Hey, look at how successful that's been.
Yeah. Shut down Howard Stern. Dirty.
Right. Yeah.
Shut him down.
Right.
I gotta tell you, I chose one political position to dominate my career in the media, and that is the First Amendment.
Uh-huh.
I stay out of all that other stuff. Not that I don't think it has a value. Obviously, it does. But it's not for me.
Yeah.
I'm into the First Amendment. So this case is right up my alley. And, no, Facebook has the right to do whatever they want. What
right.
I criticize are all the people who put their blind trust into Facebook.
Well, they have people who say, I get my news from Facebook.
Now, well, they deserve to be biased then.
Well, it's foolishness. I mean, why would you just lean? But a lot of people do because
that's what we said before.
It's convenient.
Yeah.
But is it dangerous for people? We were talking a little bit about breadth and width of discussion items and whether people know or ought to know what went on historically in our country and whether you know what's going on in the world really, or you rely on this this piece of equipment that you have in your hand. You walk down the street, you walk out in traffic, you're mesmerized. Everybody's like becoming zombies. And so Facebook is an important part of all of that. As people, when they want to know what's going on, oh, what's the Facebook say about this? Or what does Facebook have to do? Facebook is basically the rantings or the sharing or the equivocation of people who are interpreting things from their point of view. And after all, isn't that really what news is? Some reporter sees a crash and says, oh, there's a car crash on Route 9. And he tells the story, and yet another reporter is across the street and sees it a different way. So what do you have there?
Okay. How do I respond to that? How do I respond?
Well, I'm asking, begging the question about what really isn't biased. How did
the intent that you go into the conversation, bias and, bias, let's just say bias,
mm-hmm.
has to do with your intention going into the conversation, your intention. If you go into a presentation with the purpose, with the, the secret agenda of twisting it to a particular slant, then that's bias, then it's not objective.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go into it wholeheartedly trying to be objective, at least you've got that licked. It doesn't mean you're going to pull it off. But it has to do with the intent. It has to do with the spirit in which you go into the presentation of your subject.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, here at this point in time, especially in America, and it's spreading throughout the world, we put victory above truth. We've talked about this before, Doug.
Yep.
We want to win more than we want to be right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, but people will say, well, in order for us to win, or no, in order for us to be right, we have to win.
Nah.
Or we are right because we have God on our side because we're right.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What are you talking
about? That means you're stupid.
Well, it means that, in part, I guess.
It means you're stupid. It means you're stupid. It means that you're looking for a quick, easy answer for something that's complex. And not everything is meant to be answered. We have no capacity to live with mystery. We have to have an answer. And if we don't know the answer, we make one up or we find somebody who makes it up with conviction so we can believe. That word believe is very dangerous. Now, people are going to say, oh, this guy is talking against faith. No, faith is a different thing. This thing, I believe. Well, how are you so sure you believe? Why don't you get a little humble and say, there are certain things we don't know, and it's worth spending our time and energy, even for the next 10,000 years, to try to figure it out.
We don't know most things.
And the more
that's
we learn, the more we realize we don't know.
Most things.
Yes.
And you put it into perspective by the information that came out this week. I heard a fascinating conversation on a talk radio program about Mercury going under the sun, going across the sun.
Yeah, transit of the sun.
Monday or Tuesday of this past week. And how what it meant is the size of Mercury, look at this little dot, the size of the Earth, size of our solar system, size of the sun, size of our galaxy, and what it is that you can't possibly imagine
the huge ramifications of what there is out there that we don't know. We don't know most things. That's what you're saying, and that's what's true. We don't know much.
Yeah.
Remember the old Sam Cooke song, don't know much about history, don't know much biography. We don't. And maybe that's the plan. If we knew, like Stephen Hawking is always trying to scare the you-know-what out of us with what he knows. The end of the world is coming.
Well, today, you know, I'm all for science.
Yep.
However, today's science has become just another religion.
Yes, and it's disproving itself every day.
It's just
all
another religion.
Yep.
The Big Bang theory, remember, Big Bang, folks, is a theory. It's just another
theory
about creation.
Yeah. Right. Did the Lord do that in 6 days and rested on the seventh?
Yeah.
Was there a big explosion that
today's science community basically says, we want facts, we will explain everything, just give us one miracle and then we'll tell you the rest.
Right.
And the one miracle. Yeah. Well, just take one miracle. Just give us one miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And the one miracle is what they call the Big Bang Theory.
It's hard to explain. It is.
Well,
it's basically hard to understand.
It's inexplicable.
Yeah. So why do we just go on? And instead of trying to explain that, we wonder what the Kardashians had for dinner last night.
We do both.
Yeah.
We do both. We create our own human culture, our own world, and we buzz around like ants on an anthill.
Mm-hmm. Sean Penn claims there's no question he had a profound effect on the war on drugs. We might debate that in a moment. Here on The Countdown, Michael Harrison is the publisher and editor of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic. I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples. Make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
45 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He also does a weekly podcast, which is called Up Close and Far Out. This week you talked to somebody who's on the radio in England. How'd that go?
It was fabulous. The British broadcasters have such an interesting sensibility, perspective, and ability to talk. I mean, they're such good conversationalists. This guy's name is Graham Mack, and right. He's on a station called Bob FM, which is a music station. He's the program director there, but the morning show is what they call a breakfast show.
Yep.
And they call their morning shows breakfast shows, and they're chat shows. They don't play music. They talk.
Yep.
And he explains, you know, how they're regulated and basically what their sensibilities are there. And it's a wonderful thing to listen to. It's very, very cool.
So we have had some success with people who have come here more on television than on the radio, but I'm thinking of the fellow who's on WHO, Simon, I can't remember his last name, in Iowa. He also is doing a program on another station there. He's very British. Why? I just can't remember.
I'm blanking on his name. Simon.
Cowell is what I want to say.
Yeah.
He's a TV guy.
I hate it.
Is the last name begin with a D?
Get me a computer, somebody.
Yes.
Get me a cheat sheet.
Yes. So
Simon Conway?
Conway.
That's it.
Yep.
The guy calls himself the hardest working talk show host in America. He does 14 shows a day.
That's what people say about me. They say a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
What's his face? In Portland, Oregon. Does a couple of different shows a day.
Lars Larson?
Lars, yeah.
Yeah, Lars is also an Iron Man.
Yeah, right. Listen, it isn't that. It is not Iron Man. This is not work. Come on. This is a mental exchange, maybe, of ideas. I'm on the air X number of hours a day. People, how do you do that? How do you find things to talk about? Are you kidding? The world is an oyster, to coin a phrase or steal one. And the idea that there's enough going on in the world to find interesting things to talk there.
Not only is the world an oyster, but life is a bowl of cherries.
I've heard that. Yes. Yeah. Are they red cherries or are they yellow cherries?
Ask Ethel Merman.
Okay. And happen to see every... Oh, no, she's not...
Life is just a bowl of cherries.
So, Graham Mack is this fellow from England, and you liked him...
Yeah, I like him.
Because you think he would do good work over here?
No, I like him because I think he's an interesting character to present to my international community of media freaks to whom this podcast is targeted.
And anybody can, it's amazing. He can get it over there as easily as we can get it here.
Oh, people yeah. And as a matter of fact, he told me that people all over Australia, New Zealand, Great Britain are talking about this podcast on the internet.
Really?
In his chat rooms and everything. Yeah, it went over very well.
So
and,
did he post it, just to give people an idea of how this happens, the viral?
Of course he did.
Patreon. He posted it on his site.
Yes,
and then other people who follow him now know who you are. So it's conceivable that people have found you, and now they will find me.
I have a community. I call it. People say, "Who is this podcast for?" I say, "It's for media freaks." It's for media freaks. What's a media freak? It's somebody who's interested in media and pop culture, radio, television, anything having to do with media and popular culture. And I've got thousands of followers. When I say followers, I mean listeners.
Yeah.
All over the world that are into this thing,
mm-hmm.
and. I do the best I can to keep it going because it's a big job. Now, you talk about being on the air a lot. It's a one-hour-a-week show, not even an hour. It could be 45 minutes, 50 minutes. It's a podcast. We're not restrained by. And it takes as much effort to put that 1 hour out each week as it does to do 50 hours.
What I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It takes a village. Michael. Write that down. Michael Harrison. Talkers Magazine, the countdown, the top stories of the week. Check them out at talkers.com. It's 50 past the hour.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for an overview of the hot hits in talk radio from the perspective of a lawyer, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a Bentley College professor, a smart cookie in his own right, practiced and well-fed attorney, although he doesn't look. He does like to eat, though. What do we? We'll be together next weekend. We'll have a meal together. How's that for a deal?
Sounds good.
Yep. All right. Let's look at or listen to Steve talk about some of the stories, the legal ramifications, for example, of number two this week on the countdown, the Obama funding ruling, the Obamacare funding ruling from the Supreme Court. What do you make of that?
It's a federal court ruling.
Yes. Yep.
And the reason I kind of emphasize that is it's got a long way to go before it really is accepted as a definite ruling. And in fact, the judge who did that stayed her decision. She said she expects an appeal, and so her ruling that had to do with subsidies that are part of the very, very complex Affordable Care Act. And she, according to her, and she was going along with various House Republicans, the amounts that the federal government would reimburse certain insurance companies was not provided for specifically in the law. You could see this thing going either way, but it just, to me, points out how incredibly complex this law is. And if you want to try and find, you know, flaws in just about any law, you can do so. I'm not sure that even this Supreme Court, which has upheld the Affordable Care Act before, I kind of think they will go along with, in this case, what Congress did and overrule the judge. But her ruling, strictly legally, and reading the statute, that voluminous statute, has a lot of sway to it. But this could be the nail in the coffin if she's ultimately upheld.
Upheld, right. Okay, let's and understand the bathroom gender laws. We've talked about this a little bit before, but now the discussion is getting hotter. And I guess I'm wondering, based on what?
Well, it's kind of interesting because what you do have is you've got the Justice Department suing the state of North Carolina, North Carolina suing the federal government over this. And now, which I always find kind of interesting, the Department of Justice and the Department of Education on Friday came out with guidelines to ensure that transgender students will have a non-discriminatory school environment. But these are guidelines, and these are, in fact, voluntary with the states. They're voluntary unless you ever want to get federal money, because this is what the federal government does a lot of times. When they don't have authority in certain specific areas, it's either you go along with what we suggest or you lose federal funds. So this is something that North Carolina is certainly taking this right to the edge, and in fact, they will lose money. They very well may lose a lawsuit on this. And, you know, the whole thing is too bad, because this is something where there are legitimate issues of discrimination here, and maybe it's something we never noticed before, but that's more to our blind eyes than the fact that the discrimination was going on.
Some talk radio hosts talking this week about Tyson Foods denying their workers the ability to go to a bathroom, in fact telling them to wear diapers, if the story is true. That certainly blew up in the news media this week. I can't imagine a big company like that would risk the legal entanglements that would happen if somebody takes them to court. I mean, they'd lose unbelievably easily.
Yeah, and you know the thing, and Doug, my response was the same as yours initially. I wasn't necessarily trusting these stories, because they have so much to lose. They're going to, they would lose on a number of different federal grounds, and also the publicity of going through this would be incredibly harmful to the company. So I'd like to know a lot more about this, because I'm a bit skeptical at the initial news reports, and you're right. This one's a no-brainer if it goes to court. And if it's true, Tyson, boy, they should never take this to court.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan this week signed a law offering comprehensive insurance coverage for birth control. I guess the law prohibits insurance companies from charging co-payments for birth control drugs and devices. Is this discriminatory?
It is something that is within the state's purview to be able to do this. So I think that would probably be upheld.
Really? Applies to insurance plans regulated by the state, covers about a third of Maryland residents, goes into effect next year. Yeah. Interesting. But sign of the times, as it were. So there's Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who has a wonderful website, scamaside.com, protecting you and yours from being ripped off. Check the hackers out. Well, they're checking it out so that they won't get checked out by Steve. Check it out.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.